Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this long weekend and the chance for extra rest that it affords us. And we thank you also for the chance to be here tonight, to think about your word together and to have you speak to us through it. And we just pray that particularly now you would be opening our ears, giving us ears to hear, minds to understand, and hearts to obey what you have to say to us about the topic of work from this book of Proverbs. And we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. What does the word work mean to you? What do you think of when you hear it? What comes to mind? Is it your job and the work you're paid to do in the office or the hospital, cafe? Is it your schoolwork or your uni work, the essays, the assignments, the work you need to complete as part of your education? Is it housework, the chores, the cooking, the cleaning, the gardening, and all the other work involved in keeping a home? What do you think of when you hear the word work? Now, looking around at who's here tonight, I reckon that most of us, when we're asked about work, most of us go straight to thinking about our jobs, our occupations, paid work, even though we all know that work is much more than just what you're paid to do. Work is about fulfilling responsibilities. And so when Proverbs talks about work, it's not just addressing those people who have jobs. Being a mum isn't a paying job, but mums have work. Now, work consists of the responsibilities that are given to us. That's what work is. It's about fulfilling responsibilities. And of course, along with every responsibility we have, is the temptation to avoid it, to be lazy, to be what Proverbs refers to as being the sluggard. Now, what's a sluggard? Well, let's have a look at what some of the verses in Proverbs say about this particular character. And here's my favourite to kick things off. Proverbs 26:14. As a door turns on its hinges, so a sluggard turns on his bed. As a door turns on its hinges, so a sluggard turns on his bed. You get the picture, right? Here's someone who's literally attached to their bed in the same way a door is attached to its hinges, turning from left side to right side, from left side to right side. And sure, it's comical, it's an exaggeration, but it gets the point across. The sluggard loves to rest. What else do we learn? Well, the sluggard's also someone who doesn't start things. Now, that's not to say that he doesn't think about starting. He might actually discuss it for hours, draw up lots of nice, neat plans, checklists, spreadsheets, diagrams. But when the rubber hits the road, when it actually comes down to putting in some hard work and getting started, the sluggard doesn't. He can't be bothered. And whenever anyone asks him why, his response is this. Proverbs 22:13. The sluggard says, "There's a lion outside," or "I'll be murdered in the streets." The sluggard is a procrastinator, the kind of person who'll make up any excuse to get out of work, find any reason to put off starting things. And even on that rare occasion when he does start something, he doesn't finish it. Take a look at Proverbs 12:27. The lazy man does not roast his game, but the diligent man prizes his possessions. As surprising as it is, this proverb tells us that the sluggard, or the lazy man as he's known in this verse, He's actually gone out hunting. And what's more, he's even managed to bring back a catch. But what happens? Well, even though he's got the catch in hand, he can't be bothered doing anything with it. He can't be bothered cooking. And so his food goes off. All that effort hunting and bringing back a catch are wasted simply because he didn't finish the job. Proverbs 19:24, the sluggard buries his hand in the dish. He will not even bring it back to his mouth. It's not a pretty picture, is it? There's the sluggard sitting with his hand deep into a packet of Doritos. But because it'd be too much of an effort to bring his hand out and lift the Doritos to his mouth, he just leaves it there. It's buried in the packet. He's got something good right there in his hand, but he's too lazy to take advantage of it. See, the sluggard doesn't start things. He doesn't finish things. And he doesn't face things either. Proverbs 26:16 tells us, the sluggard is wiser in his own eyes than seven men who answer discreetly. The sluggard is someone who comes to believe his own excuses. Someone who rationalizes his laziness. You know, I'm not lazy. I'm just not a morning person. He's someone who refuses to listen to others who could help him. He's so sure he knows what he's doing. See, he doesn't think he's a sluggard. He thinks he's wise. And so he's surprised when he doesn't get what he should have worked for. Proverbs 20, verse 4. A sluggard does not plow in season, so at harvest time he looks but finds nothing. That's how deluded the sluggard is. Even though he hasn't put in the work, he hasn't plowed, he hasn't prepared the soil, he hasn't planted any of the crops, even though he hasn't done any of this, he still looks at harvest time expecting to see food. And he's shocked when there isn't any. Angry. It's ridiculous. Why would he even bother looking if he hadn't put in the hard work? But that's how deluded he is. And as a result, he is deeply unsatisfied. Proverbs 13:4. The sluggard craves and gets nothing, but the desires of the diligent are fully satisfied. So from this verse, what is it that satisfies? It's diligence, not laziness. Laziness gets you nothing for your cravings. Laziness is empty. It's frustrating. And it can even lead to death. Proverbs 21:25, the sluggard's craving will be the death of him because his hands refuse to work. Now, at this point, I want to stop and ask, does any of this sound familiar to you? As we've examined this portrait of the sluggard that Proverbs gives us, the picture it paints of laziness, is any of it familiar? Have you met the sluggard? Do you recognize him or her? And you might think to yourself, well, sure, who doesn't? Everyone knows someone who's lazy, someone who's always making excuses to get out of work, someone who's all talk and no action, someone who doesn't finish what they start and who's shocked when they find there's no reward waiting for them at the finish line. Everyone knows people like that. But how many of those people think of themselves as a sluggard? I'm not a sluggard. That's not me. I'm not lazy. I'm busy. I get up early and I go to bed late. My week is always packed with appointments. You know, the calendar on my phone's always full. I'm struggling to fit everything into my week. I'm not lazy. I'm busy. But what you've got to realize, though, is that busyness can be a mask for laziness. Busyness can be a mask for laziness. When we organize endless meetings to discuss what we should be doing. When we spend time creating the optimum study environment instead of getting started on the study. When we choose to fill our social lives with the friends who are easy to get along with over the people who really need us. When we take on extra hours at work or commit to extra ministries even and avoid spending time with our families. When activity gets in the way of responsibility. See, being busy doesn't mean you're being diligent. It doesn't mean you're being faithful. Busyness can be a mask for laziness. So let me ask you again. Have you met the sluggard? Do you recognize him? Do you recognize her? Because if there's a sluggard in you, then you need to pay close attention to what Proverbs has to say in chapter 6. Proverbs 6, verses 6 to 10 says, "Go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider its ways and be wise. It has no commander, no overseer or ruler, and yet it stores its provisions in summer and gathers its food at harvest." If you're a sluggard, Proverbs says, go to the ant. What does the ant do? Well, it moves stuff from A to B. It doesn't complicate it, just does it. And it does it without having a boss telling it what to do, without having a supervisor breathing down its neck, without having timesheets to fill in. The ant has no boss, no supervisor, no timesheets, and yet it stores its provisions in summer and it gathers its food at harvest. The ant does what needs to be done when it needs to be done. It recognizes its responsibility and it gets on with it. I mean, have you ever seen an ant procrastinating? Have you ever seen an ant doing these ones? The ant does what needs to be done when it needs to be done. And many of us here would do well to learn from the ant so that we stop procrastinating and putting things off and we do what needs to be done when it needs to be done. Because if we don't learn from the ant, we'll learn from experience. The next couple of verses tell us this. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty will come on you like a bandit, and scarcity like an armed man. Laziness, procrastination, sluggardliness has consequences. And those consequences can happen at the most unexpected of times. So recognize your responsibilities and do what needs to be done when it needs to be done. It's really about following in the example of the Lord Jesus. See, when Jesus came to earth, it wasn't for a holiday. It wasn't so he could lie by the side of the pool sipping pina coladas. Jesus came with work to do. And although his public ministry only lasted little more than a couple of years, Within that time, he completed all the work given to him by the Father. Evidently, Jesus was called to heal a certain number of people from disease, raise a certain number of people from the dead, and preach a certain number of sermons. And he did all that so that on the night before he died, Jesus could pray to the Father, "I have brought you glory on earth by completing the work you gave me to do." So just hours away from death, Jesus looked back on his life's work as complete because he knew what needed to be done and when it needed to be done. He understood his responsibilities, and he was no sluggard when it came to fulfilling them. So that even when it came to that most dreadful responsibility of submitting himself to dying on the cross for the sin of the world, when the time came for him to perform that work, Jesus didn't avoid it. And he didn't make excuses. He didn't put it off. He didn't sit around just talking about it. He did it. As hard as it must have been to do what needed to be done, when the time came, he did it. For those of us who trust that his work was effective, well, we are called to take hold of the benefits of that work, the new life that we have in the Spirit, and we're to follow in Jesus' example and not be sluggards in our own work. So what will that mean for you this week? Will it mean setting aside some time to identify your various responsibilities? Maybe. Will it mean starting something you've been talking about for ages but haven't gotten around to doing yet? Will it mean finishing something you've started but lost interest in or couldn't be bothered continuing? Will it mean facing up to the fact that certain relationships aren't the way you'd like them to be because you haven't put in the hard work? Maybe your relationship with your parents is like that. Maybe your relationship with your husband or wife is like that. Maybe your relationship with God is like that. What will it mean for you to work diligently, for you to work faithfully, for you to work in a way that doesn't avoid but rather fulfills the responsibilities God has given you? Whatever you need to do to work like that, do it. And don't do it just this week. Do it every week. And don't just do it for the sake of having a better life. Do it so that one day you might join your Saviour in praying to the Father, "I have brought you glory on earth by completing the work you gave me to do." Amen.